Shavuos is the yontiv that we were given Torah, and Torah is another dimension in the world of Ruchnius. Va'arba prokim b'shana oylam is nidoin b'pesach ala tvua b'atzeres ala peiris b'chag ala mayim. So we have four different inyanim, and Rosh Hashanah is called Neymar and Yavnum Fanov, four different inyanim that a person is nidoin on. And what do we understand? Life, we understand Tzvua and Peiris as being Oichel in general would make sense, but the Hischalkus of the two, the splitting Tzvua from Peiris, to us seems to be an extremely irrelevant chalukah. They're just different shades of food. I would have meat or whatever else instead. Al kaponim, it needs an understanding if the yichud of peiris on Shavuos and the yichud of tvua on Pesach means that there's this chalkos a lot more than just a shade of a different type of food. But it's something very fundamental about that is chalkos. It's fundamental in a way that parallels something about the ruchnistic dimension of Shavuos over Pesach. One spoke about the difference between Peiris and Tvua in terms of its taste, in terms of the difference between Tam and Sikus. I'd like to focus on a different aspect of it, more specifically in the fact that the Mishnah expresses differently. Tvua is called Tvua, and it's not called Tvuas Hasada. Peiris are called Peiris Ha'ilon, which is a difference in one has the Tvua itself, which is what's important, and the other one is Peiris Ha'ilon. L'chura, it should be Peiris. I mean, we understand ourselves as Peiris Ha'ilon. In order to understand the difference, we need to go back and take a look at the inyanim of Embrias Ha'ilam, about how these different Brias came into being. First of all, the three inyanim that a person is needed on, Derech Maima Musga, it's not relevant to the rest of the mind, but just interesting to note, they're all three on Tuesday. Water, Peiris Ha'ilon, and Asavim were all created on Tuesday, which is interesting. But the goyin is the goyin in Adaras Al Yo is medayik that tacharts deshev esav mazria zera. That's one inyan, and it doesn't say over here oisa zera leminoi. It says it's obvious, so to speak. Whereas eitz pri oisa pri leminoi is something that is mudgash nepasik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special bracha inyan, that it would be oisa pri leminoi. So the Goyin says, because since the zera comes once and it's gone, ma she'en kein de peiris is something which lasts l'deiris. That's why there has to be adgash etz minoi. So we have a distinction between the zera of the desha and the asovim versus peiris. One is meant to be deiris, one's meant to be just for that time. We have a stira here. In exactly what was supposed to be Adam's avoda. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noteya a gan. Vayit Hashem l'kim gan be'eden mikedem, vayos Hashem sodom seyotza. So HaKadosh Baruch made a gan, and vayatzmach Hashem l'kim an adam kol eitz nechmud l'mar, and so on and so forth. And then it says that Adam vayikach Hashem l'kim es Adam vaynechei began eden le'ovdo l'shamra. That Adam had to be oivid and shemerit. So it's clear, even though the Chazal, that everything came automatically, but there was la'avdo l'shamra. Further on, after Adam was chayte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekalel him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bezeyas apecha tocha lechem," that kotzedara tatzmiach lecha v'chalta seis asoda bezeyas apecha tocha lechem at shufcha ladoma, and so on. So lechura, Adam before also had to work. There wasn't a free lunch. Adam had to work, and he was avdol shamra. Whatever it means, however it means the avdol shamra, but it's work of some sort. Here it says zeyas apecha tocha lechem. So we could say that there was a difference in Madrega. In La'avda was kind of an easier job, not so strenuous, and the Zeh Sapech was more strenuous. But that reduces the distinction between Odom Lifnei Achet, Odom Lachachet, or Madregas. He had to schwitz a little bit before, schwitz more afterwards. It doesn't feel that way. There seems to be a complete shinui in the Bria of what the two alumnus were. So if both of them was avoid the avda, and so where's the distinction between the avda and zeh sapecha tocha lechem? The Ramban says that the difference. The Ramban doesn't deal with this issue, but he deals with the issue of what was the klala of Adam, if before the marble he was Osir and Basa according to Kul Alma. So the Ramban says that before the Chet, Adam ate Peiris, as it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vayit HaShem Kim Gan Beiden, and they ate Kol Eitz Nechmas V'Toiv L'Machol, so it was all Achilles Peiris, and that's Miuchet V'Achilles Adam. Esev Asoda is miyuchet to Balachayim. That's what Balachayim. Sata Esev is Soto and Vemtechov. The Esev is for the behemoths. And the Mela Odom was reduced to eating like behemoths. And the Lashon the Medrash is mash like that. The Medrash says that Odom started crying, "Do you want me and my chamor to eat out of the same out of the same trough?" So there was a definite there was a yirida from Paris to Yerakos. We spoke about it once in terms of the quality itself of Paris and Yerakos. I want to look at it today from very different from a very, very different vantage point. We find similarly one more place where we find a difference in the two is in the Kviyas Brachas. Chazal Metakin, a Bracha Shahakal that covers a huge amount of things. Hamaitzi we understand and Geffen we understand is very superior products. The difference between Bar Pri Adam and Bar Pri Eitz leaves us a lot more wondering my role for that shinui. What's the difference in the mechanics of how it grows? At the end of the day, I mean, some things grow with vines, some things grow under earth, some things grow above ground, some things grow on trees and branches. I mean, it's not the distinction between a Birch HaNen and a Birch HaDoma and the Birch HaNen and Birch HaEitz. It's mashma kilu, there's something very different about its bria, not just its taste. Wine, the Gemara says, tastes better. It's an upgrade of the product. Bread is an upgrade of the product. It's maspia and all wonderful things. But here seems to be that there's the difference, something about the Tzuras HaBriya Shaboy. So let's be misoyin a little bit and understand what are the two elements of the Briya. We have things in this world that are Yesh Miyesh. And that's very much part of the tev of this world. A person takes a pound of flour and makes bread, and he has that amount of bread. He never has more than what he started with. He actually usually has less. Tev advarim is, there's friction of some sort, there's wear and tear, there's something gets lost. So most things in this world are just a transfer from one type to another type, with some loss even. In the world of Tzmicha, in Tzemeach, we have a difference, and that's where we have our first instance of bracha. And that is when a person plants seeds, so he gets much more than that, or else there'd be no point, obviously. So a person plants 100 seeds of wheat, he ends up with 100 stalks of wheat, which now have, I don't know, 10,000 kernels, of which he can plow back into the ground 100 kernels and use the other kernels. That's the metzias of bracha, and the chiddush that's there in something that's tzomeach. But there still is a restriction, and that is that the amount of yigia that a person puts in is good only for that one time. So the person puts in the yigia of X amount of hours in the field working, so he gets back whatever crop whatever crop demands that type of work, that's what he gets. So if we're working 100 hours in the field, he can make 100 bushel. So now he has 100 bushel for his 100 hours. And that's it. It's gone. So there's a mechalya karna. There's a complete using up of the capital in producing it, so that whatever he's put in terms of work and effort is gone, and that's it. He's not going to be able to eat next year from it, and the year after, and so on. In Paris, a person puts in yigia, but then the person eats always from it. The tree that he planted took X amount of hours, and he gets 1 year's crop, and then he gets crops forever. So the two oifanim of reaping something that's tzomeach is very, very distinct. You have those in yanim that are, you get what you put in terms of the labor, and you have those in yanim that you get much, much more than that. Let's translate those terms in terms of Avodas Adam B'chol Yusa. Adam was put into this world that he shouldn't eat Nahamad Kisufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he would have put us into a world of Kulei Schar, or left us in the world of Kulei Schar, Adam could not be Nena, because Adam wasn't misegeh for it. It's not Yigias Kapayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world so that whatever we eat, there'd be Yigias Kapayim. If that's true, so Luchura, a person works 70 years nonstop doing mitzvahs, maisim tovim, and wonderful things, he should be zeicha the 70 years of Gan Eden, kifi maisav. How is it possible that a person should be zeicha to more than that? It's, again, there's nahamid k'suf, and what's left over? If I deposit $100 by you, and you give me back $1,000, on 900, there's nahamid k'suf. And yet, the schar is l'netzach netzachim. So, within the bria itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala, an inyan, that there's a, that just like there's a bria, a chelik in the bria, where the Yigias Kapayim is eaten up, and that's the extent of Yigias Kapayim, there's a chelik in the bria that the Yigias Kapayim becomes plants a tree, and that tree brings Paris L'Netzach Netzachim. Those are the two brias, the two oifanim in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world as mehalchim of Yegias Kapayim. The Bria Kitikunoi, had Adam HaRishon done what he was supposed to do, and he'd have the Tzuras Adam Be'etzim, then his Avoida, the L'Ovda L'Shamra, would have been a Netiya of a Gan, and it's true it takes effort, but that effort gives payers forever. Masha Ein Kein, when a person, after the Chait, so the Adam was reduced to Bezeya Saper Techolechem, and all he could do was eat whatever he sweated. So when a person eats Peiris, a person sweats once, and the Peiris is L'Netzach Netzachim. Famous Gemara B'Choni Amagel, where he saw him planting a tree of Cheruvim, and he asked him, Choni Amagel saw him planting a tree of Cheruvim, he asked him, how long does it take for it to grow? He said, 7 years. He said, that's silly, you'll never be able to eat it. And he said, my grandfather left for me, I'll leave it for my grandchild. That Mahalach was Shaykh before the Chait. After the Chait, Bezeya Saper Techolechem means what you put in is what you got, and that's it. Those are the two Mahalchim. And that's the Pshat Negoyen, when Negoyen says that Peiris, since the L'Doyre Doyres, need a special Mahalach L'Minoy, because Zera, you bet some recycling what you put in. You know, you put in kernels, you get back kernels. You put in kernels, you get back kernels. And it's almost as if the thing itself would have to change over from barley to beans. That's something that's impossible. It doesn't need a special bracha for that, because be'etzem, you're eating the thing itself. Masha'in kein, in Ilonis, where what you planted, the apple tree that you planted, is planted and give you the apples. Now it's beginning to produce things. So there's a special bracha that it can produce things forever and they'd be the same things. Because it's very, very different in its essence than the Peiris Adam and so on. Those are the two Mahalchim. That's why one is Esev. The Ramban says one is Michael Behema, because Behemas live with what is. They eat a pound, they gain a pound of fat, and that's what comes in is what goes out. It's exactly what went in is what comes out. There's nothing more than that. An Adam is able to bring Dairus. An Adam is a very, very different Mahalach, and that's the distinction between the two. When we talk about the world of mitzvahs of Da'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and down on us, we're going to be mechalik between those two dimensions as well. In the world of mitzvahs, a mitzvah is a maisa that is good in itself. It's called zriya. It says in the pasuk, it says zira lachem letztaka kitzru lefi chesed. You plant tztaka, and zriya versus netiya is sowing seeds versus planting trees. It's a maisa mitzvah. You get what you put in, and that's why a mitzvah is only megin beidnei. A mitzvah protects you when you're doing it. If you've done the mitzvah, it's finished, and the mitzvah is gone, and now waiting for the next mitzvah. And certainly the Schar and Olam Haba is forever, but that belongs to a different Mahalach. That's not Olam Habadik Mahalach. It's not Olam Hazadik. Olam Hazadik, things are as they are. So right now I'm doing a mitzvah. It protects me because now the mitzvah exists. I finished. There's an inyan of mitzvah geireris mitzvah. A mitzvah brings another mitzvah. It puts you in the right frame of mind, the right atmosphere. It helps, but that's it. The world of, so in Pesach we came out of Mitzrayim, and we became an Am HaKadosh Hashem, and became a Chuyiv Mitzvahs. Pesach Mila, the Ovis left us mitzvahs. In Mora we had certain mitzvahs, but it was the world of mitzvahs, which means we have an ability to be zeicher in Ruchnias on an oifin of Zriya. we put in a mitzvah, we get out of mitzvah. We put in, we finish doing a mitzvah, it's over with. There's a grira, a certain grira, a person is sort of in the flow of mitzvahs, moments come along. But that's it. On Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, which is a very different mahalach. Torah is v'chaye oylam nota b'secheinu. It's chaye oylam, and it's a netia. Netia's trees. Neitze matoy ma'isi odi lispoer. Chalai Yisrael is neitze matoy. Because in Kaimas Adam, when a person plants das in himself, the das itself is moilid. Gdoyle Talmud shemivia le de maisa. Mitzvah is geireris mitzvah, but Talmud is mevia le de maisa. A person's das and understanding produces maisim. And that's why almanas lilmod amnas lasois, lilmod amnas alamed are very, very intrinsic parts of Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs don't have that. You do a mitzvah, the Shema, good kavanah, and that's perfect. But the almanas, meaning it's something within, waiting to grow out and produce peiros, that's a different world. So when a person does mitzvahs as mitzvahs, the person accomplishes good things. Each mitzvah is a davar chashuv that gives him a schar, and it gives a schar in this world, a schar in the world to come. It also sets a favorable environment to be goyer another mitzvah. That's the world of mitzvahs. When a person is noteya in himself Torah, when a person learns, he creates an entity within his das that will keep giving peiros constantly. What you think, what you understand, what you know, what you recognize, all bring about, they prompt a person and guide a person to do things. So the person stells himself to a very different mahalach, to mahalach of a chay olam nata b'secheinu, that the person basically has brought in a dogma of something which lives beyond itself. It's very, very possible that that's the reason why we don't have any mitzvahs maisis on Shavuos, because in Pesach and in Sukkot, the mitzvahs maisi of now is the focus for it. In Shavuos, the mohus of Kabbalah's Torah is always for the asid. We would be, by circumscribing it and limiting it to a certain pula, we would be taking it down from where it's supposed to be going to. Torah be'etzim was being noteya an elon in a person. Maybe that's the hadgosh of the Mishnah, that it's the nidoin al peiros ha'ilon. It's the Pesach we need na la tevua. The tevua sasoda is only a gift for the farmer to know where to plant this. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah. Shavuos the hadgosh is peiros ha'ilon, that our ilon should be a type that's fruit bearing, that gives off. It's very, very interesting when you look at the halacha, when you examine the halacha of what's called a fruit for bracha. So, you know, things that are easy to categorize, There are some things on the border, and the Shulchan Aruch gives us two klolim that are relevant to being koveza madam eitz. One is, even if something grows every year without seeding, but if it's not growing from a geza but from shrushim, that doesn't count as an ilan. It's something which it's ke'ilu, instead of me planting it every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants every year, someone else does it. But it's not a dover oimid that's main of pears, that produces pears. It's something that has to be replanted. It's just that sort of plants itself, kind of. When something falls down to its shrushim and then sprouts up year after year, it doesn't have a tsura of an ilon. There's no dover kayim there that I see that I can say, there's an eti in the world that I made A, and A keeps giving all year, all the time. A second category is Peiris Ilani Srak, which sounds to us almost like an oxymoron. Peiris means fruit, Ilani Srak means barren trees. And the explanation of what those words mean is, there are some trees, an apple tree is planted for apples, a pear tree is planted for pears. There are trees that they're not really a crop. Either it's a growth that grows on the tree, or it's very, very unimportant. And basically, we look at the fruit that grew on it like a happenstance. It's ki'ilu, just like fruit grows on the ground because a seed happened to fall there. This happened to grow on the tree. I didn't plant the tree to have in mind the pears coming from it. The purpose of the tree wasn't the pears. So I can't call that pears ha'ilon. It's not the hemshech of the ilon. So Chazal themselves, when they were kaveh these two brachas, they gave us a guideline for what those two olamis are. The olam of having things, you know, you eat what you planted. So in terms of the avodas adam, it's mechal yikana. Whatever you put in, you take out, and you have to rework again. Or things where you neteah something, and there's a mohus of a keren, and then there's peiris that come from that keren. That's how Chazal were mechalikos the two. The unique facet of Matan Torah being a whole new dimension, other than a conglomeration of a lot of mitzvahs. Torah is not just a convenient central location. So instead of having 613 little different scrolls, we have one big scroll that gives us some background information, gives us the mitzvahs, and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be part, to go back to the Mahalach that was there before Adam HaRishon, before Adam HaRishon was Chayta, and to be Ivir Hashem Ilandik, not Esav Asadadik, but Ilandik. But to do, there's a chelik of aveda that when a person does it, the payers it gives are always continuous, and it doesn't stop. The Shalach Kaddish says that Shavuos is miramis to the oilam after Tchias HaMeisim, and that's exactly what we're talking about. Where the niti itself stays nitzchis and keeps on giving payers. David HaMelech, when he wants to compare the person who's Isaac B'Torah and the person who's not Isaac B'Torah. So first he says, Asher Shashal Hoch Batzas V'Shoyim U'derech HaTorim La'omad Ove Moishev Leitzim La'yashav. Moishev Leitzim is the contrast to the person who's learning. Ki, Im B'Torah Hashem Cheftzoy U'Torah Seigam V'Layla. The person is Isaac and Asuk in Torah. V'Hoya. So the difference between the two is Voya Ke'etz Shosol Apal Gemayim. The person becomes an Eitz that's Shosol Apal Gemayim. Asher Piro Yitin Be'itoy V'Leh Lo Yibol. That it's Peiris, it keeps giving, but the leaves don't dry out. V'Chol Asher Shatziach Loichin Arashoyim Kim Kab Moitzer Tefen Ruach. The difference lies between the two. The Oisik B'Torah is an eighth shasul. So first of all, there's period yitim be'itoy. There's a constant giving of peiros. Secondly, the Aleu Chazal Darshan means that it's something which even Sichas Chulam v'Talmud Chacham is Sarach Talmud. The alim of a tree are really the unnecessary part of it. And by all rights, they should just dry, wither, and fall away. But since the mechubat and ilon, they keep getting a chiyus. A person who's not a Talmud Chacham, who's an Oisek b'mitzvahs, the world of chulin that he has is kulei chulin. What else would it be? Because it's not mitzvah by definition. But for the person whose neshama, whose nefesh, is natua in Torah, then even the alim are not levatola because they're being yoinik for some place. They're going through a certain filter of Torah. And b'meila d'dvar, the sichas chulin of his, also have that. The contrast that David Melech gives is to the moitza shetitfen ruach. The alim, the moitza, so to speak, the alim of tvua, and that dries instantly and disintegrates because it's not mechobet anything. Once you take off the crop, it's gone. In a tree, even if you take off the fruit, the alim still stay because the chiyus comes from its unique from the eights. Shavuos is a time to be makir the yichud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachir us in giving us something. He gave us mitzvahs, a world of mitzvahs, and that's Pesach, when we became an am, and mitzvah in our first mitzvahs, and we entered into the bris, and that's one shevach nadar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the realm of the here and the now, and gave us, introduced into Avodas Hashem, the chelik of Nitzchis, the chelik of Elon. The shaychis that a ben olam hazeh can have now to olam haba is only through that. Kol Yisrael Yishchei Chelik Olam Haba is learnt from the pasuk of Neitzeh Matoy, that they're a b'china of netiyas. The shayches the Torah gives us a shayches to a world of nitzchias in our avoda that b'chal doesn't exist in any other framework, even in the world of mitzvahs. The shevach takash baruch hu, the tefillah, the bakasha for shavuos is v'chay oylam nata b'secheinu, that we on Shavuos we glimpse something of the Netzach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noteh in us the Ilan of Torah and gave us a chetimtza back again to Tikkun Adam of eating Peres HaIlan, and that became the V'chaya Olam Nata B'Secheinu.